Ladies and gentlemen, comrades, welcome to episode 007 of the Quamfy Show, season 3. There has been a lot of news last week. As you probably know, if you're a fan of the show and you follow Quant news outlets, we had a major announcement being the regulated liability network of the United Kingdom, literally verbatim announcing Quant as one of their tech partners alongside R3. A couple of other big names in there. We're going to dive in and see what is what and what was said. Some interesting connections also came through today from somebody watching a live stream and linking Agora, the latest behemoth of a project of the BIS to the RLN as well. So that means Rosalind, RLN, Agora, everything is fucking connected. We knew this, but now it is officially official, which is super amazing. Yeah, so most of the show will be about the links between those three major projects, right? All more or less connected to the BIS, which is fantastic. Then obviously we're going to have a look at the price dump that happened last week, where Quant actually hit like $85, something like that, maybe a little bit lower. I actually bought for what, $89, which is pretty cool. So we're going to have a little bit of a discussion as to what's happening right there, because it was a crypto market-wide phenomenon. And then there is some activity on LinkedIn. We'll leave that for the second part of the show, where we'll be looking at some not really tweets, but announcements by Bloomberg. Solane is in Innovate Finance. And maybe we'll dig up some other shit that we'll get into right there. So it's going to be ramp-packed show, is that? Yeah, ramp-packed. So that's cool. And the sidekick, we're both sidekicks in this case. Tim is back.
I am.
Well rested.
Yeah.
Have you been, dude?
A lot better than the last time. I'm not even sure whether that was in Dutch or in English. The last time I was on the show, but I felt terrible. English. Okay, well, I was pretty ill.
Because I did a Dutch and an English show.
It was English. Okay, yeah. No, yeah, I was completely ill that week. Just heard that, well, my bid got accepted, so that, I've bought my own property, my own home. And in that week that followed that, I had to arrange a lot of stuff, a lot of administration. And then I fell ill in that week. So I was literally just fighting to, keep my eyes open while I was on the show. So that wasn't very good. A week later, I was in Spain. Got some well-deserved rest. Nice holiday. And I had to sell quite a bit of Q&T in the process. Because, I need to finance my house. And that means that I've been the first one to actually sell. I think that was one of the predictions for 2024. So, that was me. I just did a lot of administration. I've been out of the loop quite a bit. Was on holidays. Had a lot of things on my mind. But I did follow the headlines and the main things. So I've heard a bit about the stuff that we will be discussing this episode. But it's great to be back. There's a lot of bandwidth with me again, finally focus on things again, and just excited to start talking with you. Do this.
What wonderful, yeah. And as for the other predictions, there was also a prediction of March being all-time high, right?
Oh yeah,
we were cheeky on that one. That failed as well, miserably, I might add. You should counter trade the Quamfy Show predictions, which is to be expected. Regardless, last week, UK Finance, R3, Quant, regulated liability network. Ernst & Young. There's a lot to unpack here. So let's just jump into the screen. Share screen share. Let's go. Is my screen visible?
Absolutely.
Bon bon. Okay, so here we are. We're proud to announce that together with InsideR3, we have been selected to produce the technology prototype for the experimentation phase of the UK's regulated liability network, led by UK Finance and supported by Ernst & Young. On the right side of the tweet, you can see the relevant people
Oh,
here. So,
I need to. I'll be back in a minute.
okay. You can see R3. R3 is a leading provider of digital distributed technology and services that enable the secure exchange of value in regulated industries. Discover hashtag Corda. Right? So, this was always a suspect for being a quant partner. It was never confirmed. They are now, in a way, right? Because they're working together. Not necessarily means they're partner in the sense that they're partners. You get my drift. And UK Finance is representing over 300 firms. They're a center of trust, expertise, collaboration at the heart of financial services. So this is big, right? So if we look at the website, April 15th, 2024. Today, by the way, is April 16th, 2024. Andrew Carrier wrote this. Quant and R3 selected as technology providers for the UK's regulated liability network. The UK RLN is envisaged as a common platform for innovation across multiple forms of money, including existing commercial bank deposits and the shared ledger for tokenized commercial bank deposits. A collaboration of several stakeholders within the financial services industry, the UK RLN explores the options for users to make payments, transact, and settle liabilities in the increasingly digital marketplace of the future. And here's where it gets really fucking interesting. Participants in the UK include Barclays, Citi, HSBC, Lloyds Banking Group, Mastercard, NatWest, Nationwide, Santander, Standard Chartered, Virgin Money, and Visa. They are being supported by Ernst & Young and Linklaters and a technology team of R3, Quant, DXC Technology, and Coagent. I'm going to continue for a bit because this is important stuff. R3 brings its ability to deliver complex pioneering projects for regulated markets whilst providing the critical shared ledger capability via its leading tokenization platform. Corda and Digital Currency Solution, part of the recently launched R3 Digital Markets product suite. Quant will be enabling programmability and interoperability across different forms of money by delivering the orchestration and API layer to the project with Overledger platform. So the project will draw on the expertise of major global banks and institutions that plan to use the platform to test several retail and wholesale payment use cases. These span delivery versus payment, e-commerce, bond issuance, card gateway integrations with the lead system integration partner DXC, as well as Coadjute's home purchasing business application, an innovative property market infrastructure and settlement model built on R3's Corda. So R3 and Quant's technology were built from the ground up for deployment in highly regulated use cases such as this. R3's shared ledger and Quant's Overledger API-based platform have been chosen for their capabilities in connecting diverse systems. This selection highlights their complementary and effective approaches to interoperability and integration. And there we're getting a bunch of quotes with the vision, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, there's a quote here, obviously. Quote, Quant's experience developing connectivity and smart contracts will prove invaluable to the UK RLN, says Jaina McIntosh, Managing Director, Payment Innovation and Resilience at UK Finance. So this is a pretty big thing. I mean, these are the biggest banks, arguably in the world, and payment providers, right? Mastercard, Visa, et cetera.
They are, yeah.
Ernst & Young is giant.
What is Linklaters?
Oh yeah, that's one I didn't see. I didn't see Linklaters. What was the Linklaters like that? Oh, it's a Dutch company apparently. Legal. It's a legal company.
I guess it provides
International.
legal frameworks, apparently.
Yeah, international law firm. Okay, interesting.
That's not a Dutch company, but
Okay, well, it is listed in Amsterdam, isn't it?
no, it's just the Dutch branch. Law firm. Okay, fair enough.
Anyway, so Overledger platform will provide interoperability, orchestration, etc. What they are doing, which is really cool, is that they're also diving in delivery versus payment, but bond issuance, card gateway integrations, and a home purchasing business application. So everybody's talking about real world assets. Well, it doesn't get realer world than this, right? And a lot of people also forget that money is also a real world asset. That these companies, R3 Corda, which is arguably one of the biggest or bigger DLT solutions for businesses, now working together with Quant on this, is just super cool. And it's kind of niche, but again, Quant's customers are not us, right? So Quant's customers is the medium and small enterprises, the big enterprises, and they connect to us. So I drew this thing for my dad, and I'm gonna draw this on paper because I'm a fucking boomer, and then I'll show you. So if you have like the regular pyramid, right? If you have a pyramid like this,
Yeah.
and at the bottom, we take BTC. In when was that? 2008.
Yeah.
At the bottom was a retail. The bottom is retail. Bitcoin has been pushing up into the pyramid, trying to get market saturation, right? We have now passed 16 years, and they are beginning to scratch this bit, right? Small, medium business and banks. So 16 years it took them to hit the SME and banks. And at the top, let's say there's government, right? Look at my pyramid.
Yeah.
Right. So if we now, I don't have a different color pen, so this is going to be a little bit of a mess. If we draw the quant pyramid,
It's the other way around.
it looks like that. Because what Quant is doing is Quant is not building a product for retail, right? They're not building a product for retail. This is a retail product. BTC would have never, ever, ever gotten in top down. Yeah, because of their goals, blah, 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 because of their audience, et cetera, which is fine. But what Quant is doing is they're tackling government first, this bit. And if you have this, and then moving on to SME, and then moving on to retail, that is what you want, because these are their customers. And retail at the bottom, they're not selling to retail, they're not catering to retail, because SME is doing that, small, medium enterprises. But what took Bitcoin 16 years, Quant did it in 8 years, because they are already now at the SME market looking at their latest update where they adjusted prices so that small businesses can get Overledger platform for under 5,000 a year. Right? So, and Luke Riley stated that if you look at my ex, you can see his tweet there and some remarks from yours truly. While we're shilling platforms, give this a like, a share. right? Throw this to your friends, share this on Telegram, on X. You will help us a ton. Just give us a little thumbs up or a thumbs down if you like it or not in the comments on YouTube. And while you're at it, subscribe, right? It'll help us out a lot. And it might help out other people as well. So remember these pyramids, right? The BTC pyramid, it's bottom up. And the quant pyramid is top down. And if you have this in the pocket, right, government, then the rest is more or less a cakewalk because those are the toughest nuts to crack. Okay, so this is now kind of the big business, small, medium enterprise, and this will eventually trickle down directly to us, the consumer, right? MasterCard, Visa, home purchases, stuff like that. So that is really cool. Well, UK Finance obviously made their own article. I'll put it in the description too. They're going a little bit deeper about the experimentation phase. I believe their intention is to have results by summer of 2024 here. The experimentation phase will run until summer 2024. We'll cover the following areas: customer business benefits, exploration of foundational capabilities aligning with the BIS and the Bank of England's Project Rosalind experiment for an application programming interface, API, for a possible digital pound, right? So here, Project Rosalind, getting referenced. Technical feasibility, it's a proof of concept via technology sandbox to gauge the functional and non-functional requirements of the UK RLN design, including simulated connections and transactions, right? So no mainnet stuff quite yet. And we'll get to that in a second as well. And then we have the legal framework. Analysis of how existing and potential future laws and regulations apply to the operation of a shared ledger settlement system, including tokenized deposits. So this is the part where Coadjute probably comes into play, and that's also the reason why they're going with Sandbox. If you listen to the, I believe it's What the FinTech interview, I'm not really sure because Gilbert was also on the show with Dominic, but they spoke about sandboxes, right? What is the use of a fucking sandbox? Because it barely ever changes anything. Because the lessons learned usually don't really trickle down, apparently, into new regulation. And then the answer was no, not necessarily. But it is a very, very good way to test run new stuff without any implications, right? And see how far the line can be stretched, etc. Or what devious things other people come up with to maybe exploit certain new solutions. So Sandbox in this case is great. The until summer 2024, so let's say that's September, right? So then we're talking about 4 months. I'd say that's really fucking short for a sandbox. So my guess is this has been cooking for a while, but this is just speculation on my part. There is likely a lot that has already been done, and this is maybe, how do you say, for the stage, right, for the bühne, to get everybody used to the idea, and show some names and flex some muscles and let people soak in it for a bit, right? Same as everybody's doing with CBDCs and such. So the RLN, Regulated Liability Network, they have their own website. I just noticed. I noticed this last minute. Not going into that quite yet. It's interesting to see that Nick Kerrigan, at Innovation of Swift, is there because Swift has nothing to do with the RLN, as far as we know. Obviously, we see Tony McLaughlin here. And
I mean, it's a small world, right? It's kind of a niche world. So
it is. It is, but Swift is not mentioned anywhere in, as far as we found, the RLN or Project Rosalind or Project Agora.
Yeah, okay.
So that's an interesting find. But this website might be a treasure trove. I don't know. Haven't been there. What we did also get, and let me Did I undox my? Yes, I did. Okay, so what we also got was somebody was at the UK finance live stream thing or what's it today, and found this. Was this the thing? Yes, this was posted, right? So this is the RLN 101 RLN experimentation phase architecture. You see the common API layer, business applications, payment gateways, card networks, then the common orchestration and programmability layer, right? Then we have the RLN shared ledger. And that orchestration layer also leads to open banking API, commercial banks, Rosalind-like API, central bank, the RTGS API, and the Omnibus account for the central banks, right? The RTGS, if that is from the UK, they settle 700 billion pounds. That's like a rough 800 billion dollars a day in the last quarter, first quarter of 2024. So that's huge.
800 billion.
Sorry?
800 billion. Those
Yeah,
numbers are
it's
just mind-boggling.
you can't put that on a truck.
No. Yeah.
That is too big, too much for a truck. But then somebody asked a question, and what it reads, letters are small. So you see here, Tony McLaughlin. Yes, there's programmability at the orchestration layer and also in the RLN ledger. Then Sven Jurgensen asked, will there be any exploration of interoperating with other regional RLNs? And Tony McLaughlin, who called Gilbert the Robbie Williams of fintech, said, you might want to look into Project Agora, recently announced by BIS and seven central banks. Tony McLaughlin, who also spilled the beans back in the day on Project Rosalind on stage, a little bit of a blabbermouth, I think, also said that Project Agora will be connected, or is involved, or is partnered, or something of the like. Well, what is Project Agora, Jarno? Do tell us. So, Project Agora is a BIS project between a couple of banks. And put pluses in chat if you heard these names before. Bank of France, representing the Euro system. The Bank of Japan. The Bank of Korea. The Bank of Mexico. The Swiss National Bank. The Bank of England. And the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. That are a lot of usual suspects, aren't they, Tim?
Yes, they are. It's kind of interesting to see the Bank of France representing the Euro system. I
Do
mean,
tell.
I don't know. Are they that innovative in France? I don't know. I mean, like,
That
someone has to, like,
me. Me.
yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, like, someone has to
Me.
represent the Euro system and you send it to French. I don't know. It's kind of interesting take.
Okay, we got all the French people down our throats
No. I
in
mean,
comments.
no, but it's an interesting question, right? When you have to, once we have the Euro system, which central bank are you going to summon to go there? Apparently, it's the French.
Yeah, I don't know. Could it have
Yeah.
something to do with Brussels? Brussels is Belgium, France, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know.
Speculating is just bullshit. But Project Gora, the project builds on the unified ledger concept proposed by the BIS. It will investigate how tokenized commercial bank deposits can be seamlessly integrated with tokenized wholesale central bank money in a public-private programmable core financial platform. This could enhance the functioning of the monetary system and provide new solutions using smart contracts and programmability while maintaining its two-tier structure. So how do we get money from banks to banks, from banks to people, from people back to the banks? If I understand that correctly, to make it kind of simple. But it is a project for tokenization, smart contracts, increasing speed, integrity for international payments while lowering costs, right? The holy grail of everything. Make money, make more money, spend less money, and so on. And yeah, Bank of England, we know, Swiss National Bank, we know, right? SDX, Bank of Korea, South Korea, mind you. We know Bank of Japan, we know, and the EU, we also know as well. So this is also Kwamfi now confirmed by Tony McLaughlin, right? The man we found here as well, Managing Director, Emerging Payments, Business Dev at Citi Treasury. And Citi is also a big ass bank. So then we had a bunch of partners, right? So we had the Cogjute, Cogjute Network offers innovative capabilities. It automatically collates live and trusted data from a wide variety of trusted sources, including EPC registry, HM land registry, and search providers. So this is all about real estate and stuff, and not about the lawyer thing that I said earlier, which is cool. These guys are partnered with a lot of companies that we haven't heard of, per se.
No, it seems like a lot of regional estate agents, or at least
Red Brick rings a bell. But yeah, this is definitely not our Salesforce. That's what we know. LexisNexis is also a very familiar looking logo. But yeah, it's one of the bigger companies in that space. Same goes for DXY Technology. We had to Google that as well. This is not XDC, you fucking degen idiots. I saw people tweeting, oh, XDC is connected. No, it's not, dude. yeah. So 60 countries, 130,000 employees, 240 plus customers in a Fortune 500, and 60 years of innovation. Tim looked it up. It's a merger that happened in 2017.
Yep.
And these guys are actually also fucking huge.
They are.
Offering technology, analytics, cloud infrastructure, security, and so on.
I didn't know anything about this company. The only thing, I did recognize the logo, however, because it's on the sleeve of the Manchester United kit. And apparently it's also on the F1 car of Ferrari. And I recognized the logo, I just didn't know the company.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's kind of pretty big.
Yeah.
Cool to see Quan playing around here with them.
Yeah. So what's that? What does this all mean, right? I mean, it's how many partners does Quan now have? I think we fucking I think we bagged the entire goddamn planet by now. So everything that's connected to the UK is now in the bag. We know the USA is most likely in the bag because those two are fucking peas in the pot. We know the EU to a degree because there are too many separate banks connected to not have the EU. But, oh yeah, and obviously the BIS, right? And if you remember, if the BIS top, then you have the IMF underneath that. Then you have like all the fucking central banks. And underneath that, you have all the commercial banks, right? The INGs and the God knows what else. So whatever the biz suggests more or less goes, right? I mean, there is a certain degree of voluntary action there, but the same as what the UK did in 1983, choosing TCP/IP and just saying, listen, motherfucker, if you're not on board by January 1st, then you get left behind. The top-down strategy that Gilbert spoke about in his interview with Dominic on the future of finance. That is what is arguably going to happen there as well. So that means, let me exaggerate a bit, all the banks, all the money, and all the tokenization for all the governments in the Western developed world. But price tanked to $80 last week for reasons that we'll get into later. So what can we expect, right? I mean, there are so many This is just finance, right? What we're talking about. We're just talking about everything that is connected in some way, shape, or form to Project Rosalind, right? Because from Rosalind, we went to the RLN and we went to Agora, and that's now the fucking trifecta of money within the Western Development Program. Literally connecting continents. But when will that translate into price action? And that we do not know, right? So 2024 summer, then this experiment will end. That neatly coincides with my hypothesis for SATP becoming a live mainnet reality, or at least a mainnet trial by mid-2024 as well. I hope we're going to get that thing right. God damn it. Because I am also ready for surprise action. But with all this news and all these confirmations, it is hard to believe that price action will not follow. That being said, stranger things have happened, right? Project Rosalind was also more or less a dud, arguably. So we'll have to wait and see. I still believe that the vast majority of you guys are waiting for the staking, yeah, in quotations, with gateways. I think all these projects are dead in the water without SATP. You cannot do what they want to do without SATP, right? And the BIS is also talking about the Finternet. I totally almost forgot about that. Let me Google that. So
Yeah,
the Finternet.
you brought that term up this week in some chat. And I read it. I was like, is this
Yeah,
some kind
the
of pun
Finternet.
that you use? But apparently it's some kind
No,
of term.
I just stole it as I do.
Okay,
So
interesting.
Finternet, the financial future, sorry, the financial system for the future, the BIS working paper on April 15,
That
2024.
is 2 days ago. No, that was
Yes,
yesterday.
yes. Yes. The abstract. So the paper lays out a vision for the Finternet, multiple financial ecosystems interconnected with each other, much like the internet, designed to empower individuals and businesses by placing them at the center of their financial lives. It advocates for a user-centric approach that lowers barriers between financial services and systems, thus promoting access for all. The envisioned system leverages innovative technologies such as tokenization and unified ledgers, underpinned by a robust economic and regulatory framework to dramatically expand the range and the quality of financial services. The integration aims to foster greater participation, offer more personalized services, and improve speed and reliability, all while reducing costs for end users. Most of the technology needed to achieve the vision exists and is fast improving. Driven by efforts around the world, this paper provides a blueprint for how key technical characteristics like interoperability, verifiability, programmability, immutability, finality, evolvability, modularity, scalability, security, and privacy can be incorporated, and how varied governance norms can be embedded. Delivering the vision requires proactive collaboration between public authorities and private sector institutions. The paper serves as a call for action for these entities to establish a strong foundation. This would pave the way for a user-centric, unified, and universal financial ecosystem brought into the digital era that is inclusive, innovative, participatory, accessible, and affordable, and leaves no one behind. Hoo-ha! Okay, for the people that were playing the podcast on 2X, fuck you. If you got anything out of that, hats off. So yeah, so this is what they're talking about, and to me, this sounds so much like quant, and it also sounds so much like this needs SATP, right? Because if you don't have the gateway infrastructure, right, that's the only thing that we mostly hear about now for sending value from A to B. If you don't have SATP, this will not work, right?
No.
Between banks right now, they could use a proprietary intranet, right? And intranet, I think that's the same in English as well. But that would exclude fucking everybody because that is a private permissioned system. And this should be a public permissioned system, right? So not everybody can just, I mean, everybody can hop on, but you need to do your KYC, you need to be eligible to a degree. It's kind of like I don't know, like your bank, maybe something like that. So this sounds cool. This sounds very interesting. This is also just a layer on the internet, just like SETP. And this will be required to make Agora, for example, go live, or the RLM, because otherwise companies cannot just plug into it, right? Just like the internet. So I'm still feeling very confident that we're going to get SETP. And we have to get gateways, because Gilbert will not leave the gateways slip through his fingers and not have the first mover advantage on that. So when price action, if speculation starts taking hold, it can be any fucking day. But without that, I think we need the gateways to get that going. So yeah, that could be summer 2024. But no guarantees, because this is the fucking Quant for Show. We're just two dumbasses behind a computer with
We have
nice
no idea.
voices.
Yeah. But
Yeah, so
it is to be expected and things keep aligning. So yeah, be confident.
for sure.
What's next? You've been talking a
Yeah.
lot. I was just
Yeah,
listening to you.
I've been
So
talking a lot.
catching
Yeah,
up.
man. I'm
A lot
still
of
up to
these.
speed, dude. That's what happens, right?
Yeah.
If you leave the stables for a bit, then
Oh, yeah.
evolution takes
And if
place.
you go on a
So,
holiday and they publish something, you just completely miss out. Then I'm
yeah.
looking at your
So,
performance monitor. You're still
oh, are
sharing a
you?
screen. Yeah.
No, I just turned it on, but fucking performance monitor should be off.
Oh, but you're sharing your screen.
I am sharing my screen, but
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
you got the wrong one.
Yeah, I got the wrong screen. I can't see your performance then.
Do you have the right
Yeah,
screen right
now
now?
we're looking at CoinGecko.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
My performance, he means my OnlyFans. Exclamation marks in the comments. Anyway, so Bitcoin right now, 59,000 euros. Bitcoin has been down 7% on the week.
Oh no.
No. Now, some people call this healthy. Looking at the
Is
one
it
month,
over?
we're just fucking ranging. Looking at 3 months, yeah. February 26th, we took a jump from 47 to 66. So we gained 20K in what, a month or something. So this is just correcting. Yeah, trust my TA, buy my program. Jokes. So down 5.6% on the month. What's the total market cap? 2.2, 2.25 trillion, right? Euros. So the total market cap is down 1%
Still a ton of money.
in the 24 hours. Yes, 2.4 trillion is a lot of money. XRP position 8. Lol. What's the price? 46 cents. Okay. Shiba Inu position 12. So many zeros, I cannot pronounce that. What
Yeah.
else do we have? Because Quant actually gained a bunch of ranks. Tau BitTensor 446 euro, down 30% on the month.
So that's intense.
Yeah. And Optimism down 36% on the month. Or up 272% on the month. No fucking idea what that is. And then we're getting to what? Position 66, 95 euros and 43 cents, 20% down on the month. Looky here, looking on the 7 day, yeah, we were at 108, and then shit happened, and we went to 94, and the fucking bottom was at 83 euros.
Even deeper on some exchanges. I think I bought at 82 or 81 euros and lost Saturday. They were
Yep.
going so far down, it was like, okay, Might as well buy some quants right now. But then
But the two.
you have the issue of greed when it goes down. So I basically split
Only for the
my
well-informed, follow the quantity show.
basically I split my cash in two parts. So I bought it like 82, and then I set another order at 75 euro, but that one didn't hit. Because it's always this, you always try to make the most of it when it dips. It's like, okay, we're dipping. This is pretty bad. But on the other hand, it's a good buying opportunity. So if we go lower, I might as well set an order there. But I did manage to buy some quant at least at those prices. It's basically
Yeah,
free money, yeah, when it goes down.
one of our comrades actually sent me a message on fucking Friday, like, dude, I'm not sure what I should do. Should I get some shitcoin? Should I get some QNT? Like, yeah, man, I don't know either. But what's your risk appetite? I mean, eventually, quant should make you some money. It's like, and then I got a message which I didn't comprehend right then, but apparently he got all his money into QNT. And that was Friday. And then the price got decimated on Saturday and he made a pretty big buy. So, yeah. And then he was like, okay, this isn't that bad. And then it took another plunge. So he bought for like 105. And then price went down to fucking 80-ish. I mean, that's rough, right? That's 25 a Q&T. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind
Could
of
have
rough.
gotten you 100 more Q&T if you bought for 4K. But yeah, man, that's the fucking market. And it's, yeah. What are you gonna say? What are you gonna do? I don't know. When do we go up? I don't know. But if you look at why is price not pumping, well, it is red across the fucking board. Yes, there are some exceptions, mostly stable coins or some real new shiny flashy things, but 98%, 99% of the fucking top 100 is just crimson, and that's what it is. Will it be hype for quant? I don't know. But, I mean, it will, but not necessarily this week. Then we have the issue or the thing with our portfolios. Let's have a look. Tim's portfolio right now is. Oh, they made a new interface. That's interesting.
Is
Tim's
it so far
value.
down? Oh man.
Current balance is 11,000.
I lost like 5K in a
Yeah.
couple of weeks. Man.
Total profit loss still 11%.
I'm still at a
Yeah.
profit though.
Yeah.
Did
Orca died. More or less,
it?
it's nah, it's 60% down.
Japanese whalers or.
Yeah, Chainlink is down 10% and Ampleforth is down 11. So you're, yeah, it is what it is. And my portfolio is probably even worse. It's the fucking uni or the, what's that?
Oh man.
Yeah, so I am down to 6,738. Total profit loss minus 34%. I am still up 85% on BitTensor, up 2.2% on CheckD, and down 63% on Neon. When I can rebalance my portfolio, Neon is going out. IRL, I already sold my Neon, sold my BitTensor. I got more CheckD, but these two are gone. Made a profit on the BitTensor and broke even on Neon.
It's kind of interesting to see this playing out now over the first couple of months of 2024. Like my portfolio at some point was 20K, and now it's back to 11. And your portfolio just hasn't performed at all. If you bought Neon
At the fucking top.
at the
Yeah.
top. Yeah.
I
That's
bought
an
it on my
interesting
I bought it on my
experiment.
own account for an average of $1.27. And here I bought like fucking expensive. What did I pay?
Two
Should be able
something,
to
I
see that
think.
here. Your transactions. Now more. Yeah, 288. Yeah, so I bought this like more than twice the price
Oh,
that I paid, and that was only like a week or so later. But yeah, that's shitcoin trading for you.
the risk of it.
Because this was literally my portfolio IRL, and only the buying times were different, right? The buying prices. I mean, if I would still be up, if more or less, if I would have bought this like 4 or 5 days earlier or a week earlier, which is interesting to think about, right? Not being in the market, being in the market, timing the market, blah blah blah. Oh. Hey, we have the Bitcoin halving countdown as well. Three
Which
days,
is in
three
less than 3 days.
hours. Friday night, Friday evening, UTC, 11 o'clock ish is the Bitcoin halving. So for the Netherlands, that will be 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Don't expect massive shit, but most of you guys are fucking idiots. So you'll probably be expecting that other people are expecting things. So those people expecting that will most likely sell or buy. So something will happen. Because yeah, that's crypto, right? It's we always think that other people are thinking things and that they will be acting on it, so we want to front run them to make sure that we are not the ones losing money and we're creating all the problems for ourselves. That's my hypothesis, at least. Oh, Tim, did you want to still talk about the quant price dump? Why?
Oh no, I think yeah, we just kind of went past everything. We
Yeah,
already
no.
skipped into the yeah, I mean the whole thing is coming up. We can get back to the prices for a bit because this has something to do with the whole thing, I think. I mean, you see a lot of if you can take the chart of Bitcoin itself, because we said it's just ranging, but you zoom in a little bit.
Zoom in.
Yeah, like put it on the 1 month. Oh yeah, it's kind of still ranging, but then ranging between 70K and 55, so it's kind of significant still.
Yeah, if you look at the
Yeah.
three ones.
Yeah. Okay. So if you zoom out, you see this run up, which I think must have something to do with this halving narrative, ETFs as well. But yeah, there's clearly something cooking here with Bitcoin and crypto in general. It's just the question of which direction are we really going. And I feel like, especially if you look at like the events of last weekend, everyone is kind of looking for a narrative here. I think we are super tense. And also when I look at the chats on Telegram, you have multiple strands of ideas, and a certain group is now predicting doom and gloom for the coming,
A
interestingly,
glass of water, I
volatile
can hear you.
summer. And well, they basically say, well, we have stopped right now just before the halving. We will enter a bear market, and it's time to buy back in September or so. I'm not entirely sure why that would be the case, because that would then mean that we just go into a very temporal bear market and then suddenly it goes up magically again. And you just have a strand of people who say, well, no, this is just, I don't know, usual before a halving, and then it goes up again after that. It'll just take some time. I don't know. I don't really buy into any of those narratives. I really don't know which direction we are heading, but I certainly think that we will not be going down as deeply as we did in the past again. Like there are more players in the game. The dice won't be as deep as in the past, I think, at least. But for altcoins, could go
I
any
made it
direction.
more clear where we're heading. This is Bitcoin on log
Yeah.
since 2014. Went from 451
Over
to 63,000.
here.
So I think the consensus is up.
Yeah.
to take it to quant.
But how far? That's the question.
Is it?
But Bitcoin, how far is it going
Okay.
up?
Okay. If we go max log for quant, yeah, then we went also from 18 cents to now $98.
Yeah, but if you zoom in a little bit more here, and this is an extreme case. You put it on lock, but you
What do you mean with zoom in, my friend?
like put it on lock, but just like take a smaller time frame. So
Yep,
now
okay, but
you
that doesn't
look
work with log
at, I think you
because
can.
this is log in a shorter time frame.
Okay.
Log doesn't work on really short time frames because it doesn't flatten it out. Doesn't work.
Yeah, okay.
So because this is only fucking 5 years.
But even on log, we're not doing pretty well. I mean, it's doing well compared to the very beginning, where you compare to 2020-ish. It's kind of flat.
Yeah. That's true. Looks
But
really
I don't
fucking flat.
know. What do you think of those people actually predicting a deep bear market right now? They say, come back in September and you can buy again.
That's not a
But like,
deep bear market.
apparently it's not, right?
No, because a bear market is the phase in a
Of
4 year
complete
cycle
despair.
generally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a bear market is long. We've been in a bear market. And we're not in one now. I mean, you want a bear
No.
market? Bull market 2021. Bear market. And we fucking ranged throughout this motherfucker at 100.
Yeah, I also feel like I feel like the general trend is up, that we're still in a bull market, and but I think that most people,
The trend is up even on a high time frame.
I think what most people forget is that a bull market is not necessarily up all the time, right? So also when you remember previous bull markets, there were moments of despair. An actual fear in the market, and then we just trended up anyways later
Yeah, we
on.
need
But
you
there
need
are
corrections,
corrections,
right?
and those
Yeah.
corrections can be very, very intense.
Yeah.
I think
I
we're still in bull
I'm
market
truly,
territory.
truly numb to all these
Yeah,
dips and
same.
things. Everything below all-time high right now is just noise. And I'm not in it for the tech, but right now, right? I mean, you spend money, that's what we did, and we got value, right? We got a token that will accrue value in the future. When, we do not know, but that it's fact, we do know. Could be
Yeah.
tomorrow. Fuck, could be pumping right now. I don't know. But eventually it will produce, right? That's the reason why we bought it. And a lot of you guys' expectations are just off because of meme coins and other stuff like that. There's a guy asked me, should I buy XYZ? Like, yeah, dude, that's not my call to make. I mean, it's day one. The thing just launched. Could go anywhere. 2 days later, oh man, I'm underwater. I never should have bought this coin. Blah, 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 blah. Why did I put money in this? Why is it not pumping? It's a new meme coin. There's narrative, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, dude. If you expect every meme coin to pump on day one, you're not getting it. Because even a meme coin, like fucking, what was the thing? The was that Shiba? In its early days, look how long it took them. August 1st, 2020.
Can you share
And
your screen?
it took them, oh, sorry, I
Yeah,
unshared,
it's
yeah.
okay.
So Shiba Inu got created August 1st, 2020, and it April 17, 2021. That's like roughly 8 months later. Then it spiked. It did like a fucking 10 million X. And then it dumped again. Then it ranged from May 24, 2021 to October 1st, 2021. And then it 2-3x its previous all-time high. And then it went down
This
again, and I was reading
is an
it.
insane short.
Yeah, so in the beginning, nobody bought this shit. I mean, it did multiples, but nobody bought it, didn't get any traction. And the same is probably the case with Pepe, right? All these coins, they need to build utility, they need to build. I never get that, Pepe. It needs to build community. It needs to build momentum. I mean, this one was pretty quick because everybody knows Pepe 8-19. It went up, and then it dumped, and then it went from June 2023 to March 2024, almost a year before it went up, right?
Yeah.
So, what are your expectations if you're buying a token, in this case, Quant? And you expect it to moon overnight because of the opportunity cost? Hey, listen, my friends, if this is your opportunity, right, the meme coin, your opportunity is here. Your opportunity is here, May 6th, because May 15th, price went down again more than, yeah, that's too many zeros for me. And then it ranged for a year. So if you were on vacation or you slept or whatever, you would have missed this shit and you would have probably sold somewhere here while it was down. So, is that an opportunity cost that you're missing? I don't know. Are there projects where you can make money? Sure. Depends on your risk appetite. And do you. But just be aware, right, that all these things that are real, everything that's real takes time.
Yeah. Oh,
Everything that's real
absolutely.
takes time. Yeah. So if you want to build a business, if you want to make a career in the company you work for, if you want to build a car, if you want to make a painting, you're not going to get paid for a blank canvas. It takes time. And the same goes for a project like this. Would I have hoped, expected that it would have been 5,
Near
10K right
instant.
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, this for fucking 4 years now. Some people even longer. So yes, we had different expectations, but we were also naive. I know that now, right? About what needs to be done for something to become truly viable and to actually get traction and utility. I think Gilbert also learned a lesson, right? In 2020, he was really excited about the gateways. They wanted everything to go live, and arguably, Oracle came around the corner. Like, okay, listen, we want to partner up. Gateways were arguably also too difficult at that stage. Still, regulation wasn't there. So I think he had a false start there in his
Yeah.
enthusiasm. Just theory, my theory. Don't shoot me for it. Yeah, shoot me in the comments. Give us subtraction. Love you. So he pivoted, and I think for the best. But that means that whatever they do now is even more important to get right. Because you cannot have Solana shenanigans or smart contract issues or backdoors or other problems with critical national infrastructure. That's why they're dripping everything into the system, blah, blah, blah. Does this mean that it will take longer? Yeah, probably. Will we get there? I think so. Is this financial advice? Of course not. You do you. Right. If you think there's an opportunity cost loss by holding Quant, by all means, go and buy the next cum rocket. I wish you well. And I sure as shit hope you're getting back with all those monies to pump my bags again, buying back because you're creating volume for me and other people. If you're selling and you're creating volume, well, you're buying back. So technically, if you're swinging, you're a market maker and you're doing us all a service. Tim, I am done. I'm going to put the rest of the things in the description, right? Really briefly. Gilbert spoke to Bloomberg about the trial. Firms are expected to use the trial platform for 2 to 3 years before the technology is implemented commercially. Solan said, we're spending the day at Innovate Finance. Come talk to us. And that was it.
Yeah. I think we're kind of done.
Yeah.
It's
Thank you guys.
Pretty weird. If you look at it, we just got biggest news since last summer. We're just so casual about it. Like, yeah, here we go again.
Quant doing quant things.
Quant doing quant things, yeah. And it will become oh so obvious in the future. But for now, it's just, yeah, we know what we know. And we're telling you, but do whatever you want with the information. But this will become very obvious in the future. Use it wisely.
Yes.
That's my message.
In the meantime,
stay comfy, and we'll see you in
yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Follow, like, share, all that good stuff. And
yeah.
In 2 weeks, we're back in English. Next week in Dutch. Stay very,
comfy.
Very comfy.